This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's the minutia of high finance that is dull and boring, and then there's the minutia of high finance that is honestly kind of fascinating. Back in February, hackers stole $81 million from the Bangladeshi Central Bank, money that was in an account at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, which, near as we can tell, got a legit-seeming funds transfer request and sent the money off to the Philippines. The request, that transfer request, likely came through something called the SWIFT system. And yeah, it was not totally legit. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains.
So you may not have heard of SWIFT, but it's a massive part of our global financial system. Bill Nelson is with the Financial Services Information Sharing and Analysis Center.
This is a closed network used by mostly banks to communicate. Might be balance information, it might be a payment instruction.
More than 11,000 financial institutions use SWIFT, a cooperative based in Belgium. It doesn't actually move money. It's the messaging platform banks use to talk amongst themselves. Stephen Cobb, a researcher for ESET North America, says it appears the hackers used compromised credentials to access SWIFT's network, then malware to cover their trail so they wouldn't be immediately detected.
So in the expanding universe of big breaches and criminal hacks, this stands out. Here you've got a very focused, specific attack on a system where it's possible to move hundreds of millions of dollars illegitimately.
SWIFT has already issued a fix for the malware and is working with its customers to improve their security. Fred Kate is a law professor at Indiana University. He specializes in information privacy and security law, and he says this focus on end users is key.
It only takes one vulnerable link in the chain. So it doesn't matter if you secure the entire chain, if there's a vulnerability someplace, eventually a bad guy's going to find it.
Kate says more than the amount of money taken, a greater cost would be if down the road, banks or their customers lose confidence in the system. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.